Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. And then he said to him, "Follow me." Peter turned and saw that the disciple whom Jesus loved was following them. This was the one who had leaned back against Jesus at the supper and had said, "Lord, who is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he asked, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus answered, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me." Because of this, the rumor spread among the brothers that this disciple would not die. But Jesus did not say that he would not die. He only said, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you?" This is the disciple who testifies to these things, and who wrote them down. We know that his testimony is true. Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that would be written. This is the word of the Lord.
They are. They've just finished eating some fish for their breakfast, which is So coming back to Peter, you see that he came he would end by crucifixion. Now, church tradition reports that Peter suffered once for a year to go along for Nero by being crucified outside of him because he refused to crucify by his mother, not being there. But did you notice also at the end of verse 19 what Jesus said about Peter's death? He said, "I don't believe he died to God." So in other words, in some way, the circumstances and the events surrounding his death will some way bring glory to God and bring praise to his name. Now Peter will probably have another 30 years to live after this, if not possible. And we know that Jonah and the world exits from the two in the Bible, and the equation
me
many facts I lost because of them, and what they're on, to mind your own business. Just for a minute, just for a minute, you need to consider something. This is why I have the verse of verse 23, this is the rumors of God. Because of this, the rumors spread among the leaders that this disciple who was written would not die. But Jesus did not say that he would not die. He only said, if I want him to remain alive until I die. We know him from John, he died of a old age, actually. We know him from the family. But this is John's account. And so we come to the end of John's account of the life of Jesus, of his teaching, of his miracle, of his death, of his resurrection. John saw and heard these things, and he recorded them for us, and tells us that his testimony is true. He is an incredible witness. Yet, that which John did under the guidance of the Holy Spirit was only a selection of all that Jesus began to do. It's only a selection, Jesus says, and you see that in the last verse of it. It's only a small part of all that Jesus did. However, the point is that John is saying it's sufficient for the purpose for which I wrote it. Well, what's that? What was John's purpose? Well, that's perfectly summed up in the last verse of the previous chapter. Where John simply writes this, he says, these things are written, all this that I've written, these are written that you may believe through them that Jesus is the Christ, that he is the Son of God, and that believing you will have life eternal in his name. That is John's faith, through his true testimony of the life and times of Jesus. But as we read his account, that we will come to see that Jesus is no ordinary person. That he is indeed the Son of God. How can we say all that he who has raised the dead to life? He who heals sicknesses, he who calms storms, he who can do anything, he who never sins, he who only blesses the Son of God. And as we believe, we will have life in Jesus Christ. But let me finish with that piercing question of Jesus' word, the last thing. He who loves, he who loves, he who loves. And then Jesus asks us the same question today. Do you love him? The point is, we can only ever love someone if we know him. And that's why he swears on the earth. If you want to come to know Jesus, you want to come to know him. And as we see in his own foolish words, by having known the gospel that's in our place, then we will come to love him. That's what Jesus means. Shall we? Heavenly Father, thank you for your great love in sending Jesus from heaven to earth for us. Help each one of us to see that Jesus is no other, but is indeed your Son, our great shepherd, and that he is the one who loved us and gave his life for us. And as we see that, to help us please in response to confess then our love for you. And this we pray for you this morning. Thank you.